Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that I'm not sitting here in the studio live and chatting with you this morning in one or more of the morning slots that I'm normally heard in. Fact is, in this brief 3-minute exposure to all my radio friends out there, it was actually recorded on my birthday, Thursday, June 24th. In a lot of ways, I feel 74, but after having been saying it for years, I really don't feel my age. I do remember a 74-year-old man when I was 54, who was a good customer of mine, and he was also a good friend of my dad's. When I would take the insurance renewal policy to him every year, we would talk about insurance for about, 10, 15 minutes, and then we would talk about politics and life for another hour. One of his final comments to me as we were breaking up the discussion was, and I quote, "I'm glad I'm at the other end of this thing, Mike." You know, he lived to be 80 and still said the same closing remarks at the end of all of our get-togethers. Now, the magic of time being what it is, I'm about to make the same comments to folks as we end our discussions about the world. I am glad I'm at the other end of this thing. You know, my dad's friend hadn't even seen half of what I'm about to espouse. Let's start with the most recent posting I saw on a blog the other day. It's a quote from a United States Olympic transgender athlete whose goal it is to win the Olympic gold so she, he, can stand on the podium and burn the United States flag. Men who believe they're really women is one thing, but competing in women's sports with the body tissue of a man? Never would have dreamed about it when my dad's friend Dwight was alive. And lest he would believe that his government was paying people to stay home and make more money than if they had a job. A real job that built character and gave one a sense of self-worth and personal integrity and hope for a future that someday the world would be better off for working. Tie that into the worldwide pandemic and you have yet another splinter conversation that would certainly get you into the world of, we are the government and we're here to help you. Then today we woke up and because we, Dwight, me, are white, well, we're presumed racist and white supremacists. And we get to have a day of reckoning with a national day off as well, wiping out history and the rest of the holidays, calling them, quote, a day off. All the while, these same people are following a group of radicals calling themselves Black Lives Matters and not understanding what Marxist philosophies they're really following. All the while, those same leaders of the group hail from a world of serious crime and living behind the scenes of white castles. Well, since time is running out on my 3-minute rant, all I can say besides rest in peace, my friend Dwight, there's obviously more to come. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't say happy birthday to me, and I am glad I'm at the other end of this thing. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.